Tracy McPeck, the Adult Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. Tracy, hi there.
Hello, Ted. Great to be talking to you.
It is a lot. There is a lot going on, so we will jump right on to it. It has been fun to watch the holds and returns, because that was kind of one of the things that has slowly kind of, you've transitioned to that, and holds and returns now at just about every branch.
Yes. So you are now able to bring your materials back at the book drops during curbside pickup hours, at all of the branches doing curbside pickup, and you can now place your holds and pick them up. And then we have some instructions on our website on managing your holds. So let's say it's a way to help you get the materials that you want even faster. So if you go into your account, you can delete holds you no longer want, you can suspend them so they're delivered later, and it really helps you focus in on the ones that you want the most, and that helps speed things up a little bit. So we have instructions on our website on how to do that.
Well, it's nice to have this. As we make steps toward returning to whatever normal is going to be, but this is one thing. You can do so much more now with the library.
That's correct. And one other thing I wanted to mention is that you can also change your hold pickup location. So some branches, the curbside pickup is a lot slower than others. So, for example, Salem Church and Porter tend to be super busy, but you may want to pick up your hold now at the Spotsylvania Town Center or the Snow Branch. And we have instructions online on how to change your hold pickup location, too.
This is there's a lot of work, I would think, involved in all of this, of just organizing and getting it ready and all that you have to do.
That's true. Having to, pull the books and send them to different branches while at the same time quarantining materials and maintaining staff safety and customer safety. So there is definitely a lot of moving parts involved, and things do take longer, so we appreciate everyone's patience. Sometimes it takes even a couple weeks for books returned to show up in your account that they're returned, but you're not accruing any fines, and if you happen to see any fines, we're happy to take those off for you.
As we approach the election, talk a little bit about how the library is helping through all of that.
So we have a partnership with the League of Women Voters of the Fredericksburg area, and we have a great page with lots of information on getting ready for Election Day. You can go to librarypoint.org/voting-answers. And as everybody knows, Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd. And it's easy to register to vote. Just make sure you do it on time. The last day to register to vote is Tuesday, October 13th. And the last day to request an absentee ballot to be sent by mail is Tuesday, October 27th. So you can go to our voting answers page for links to register to vote in Virginia to check the status of your registration, change details such as address or name, or for registering for an absentee ballot. And you no longer need an excuse to register for an absentee ballot.
The other thing that we're starting to run, the days are getting short to register for the census.
That's correct. So the U.S. Census Bureau is ending all counting efforts for the 2020 census on September 30th, a month sooner than what was previously announced. So that includes the door knocking efforts and collecting responses online, over the phone, and by mail. Participating in the census is important because the results are used to determine how much funding local communities receive for key public services and how many seats each state gets in Congress. State and local officials also use census counts to draw boundaries for congressional, state legislative, and school districts. We also have a really great informational page about the 2020 census, including ways on how you can complete it by going to librarypoint.org/2020census.
Tracy McPeck here, the Adult Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We talk a lot about OverDrive. Explain, first of all, what the OverDrive, what OverDrive is, because it is a fabulous resource that the library has.
It is. So OverDrive is our main platform to get ebooks and digital audiobooks, and it's very easy to use. There's an app called Libby that you can use on most devices that makes it super easy to pick out a book and download. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of titles that we're continually adding more because our ebook usage and e-audio usage has really increased during the shutdown. And you can narrow your search by the type of device you have, what kind of genres you're interested in, and even select books that are available now. You do have to place hold on some books because of the way the purchasing of ebooks works.
Mm-hmm.
However, so we have these regular Libraries Transform book picks that OverDrive does.
Yeah.
And when they do one of these big book picks, it's unlimited checkouts of a single title for a certain period of time. So we have another one coming up, September 14th through 28th, and that is Book of the Little Axe. That is going to be available. It's by Lauren Francis Sharma. And everybody can check out the book between September 14th and 28th with no holds, no waiting, simultaneous checkout, ebook or audiobook. And it's just a great sounding story. I want to read it myself. A historical novel that illuminates the roots of America's systemic racism, and it crosses between Trinidad and Montana, so it just sounds super interesting.
It's called Book of the Little Axe. I was going to ask if you had read it, so that answered my question.
Right. No, I haven't, but I need to also.
So this is really a great opportunity. This is going to go on September 14th through the 28th. So you've got 2 weeks there, and this is just a great opportunity to get your hands on a pretty popular book.
Definitely. And Read an Ebook Day is September 18th, so you can partake in that by making sure you're reading an ebook on that day.
September 18th, reading ebooks. I'm just sold on those, just because it's to me. I know a lot of people like. And so, what do librarians like? I mean, would you rather have the page and be able to turn the page, or do you read ebooks?
I do both. I've always preferred the book in print because I love holding a book and the smell of the book. But it's a lot easier to has been a lot easier to get ebooks during the shutdown up until recently. So I've really gotten used to reading ebooks, and now I'm fine with either format. And I love the quick accessibility of ebooks too.
Have you read more during the pandemic?
A little bit more. Maybe not as much as I would like to, because for me, life hasn't really slowed down a whole lot. I'm just doing everything from home. I've always got at least a few books going at a time.
Of course you do. How many books do you have going? Like specifically right now, how many books would you be reading?
I have three right now. I do an audiobook while I'm getting ready for my day. So I'm listening to My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante, which actually Darcy recommended. And I know it's an HBO TV show that I'm going to want to watch.
Okay.
And then I'm reading Wanderers by Chuck Wendig, which is sort of it's been compared to The Stand by Stephen King. This group of people just kind of become like sleepwalkers, and they're walking toward a destination. We don't know where it is. And then for my own development, I'm reading Joy at Work by Marie Kondo. She's the lady who's famous for the life-changing magic of tidying up. And I read that book, and now I'm reading her one about work and like organizing your workspace, both physically and digitally.
Okay. Wow. Three books, though, at a time. I am impressed. Tracy McPeck,
thank
the
you.
Adult Services Coordinator with the library here. The with everything back to school and the way everything is just jumbled and so much different, but I know the library does have some resources that can be big helps.
Yes, we have tons of resources, and in fact, our newest one is going to be the biggest boon for parents and students that are currently learning from home. We now have tutor.com, which we used to have a long time ago. We're happy to have gotten it back. It is live online tutoring by certified teachers, powered by tutor.com, available 7 days a week from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock with no appointment necessary. So for kindergarten through 12th grade learners, they provide on-demand tutoring, homework help, test prep, and writing assistance in over 60 subjects. You can also drop off papers for review. You could take practice quizzes, watch video lessons, and access the Princeton Review SAT ACT Essentials for self-study 24/7. And for adult learners, we have a tutor.com adult learning and career center, which connects lifelong learners with expert tutors and career coaches in an easy-to-use anonymous online classroom. You can get one-on-one tutoring or job search assistance in over 60 subjects, including GED preparation and citizenship prep. You can also use their drop-off service to drop off a resume or cover letter for their feedback and take practice quizzes, video lessons. You can take the Princeton Review, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT practice tests 24/7.
Okay. Wow. That is a lot of information that's available there.
Yes, and you don't have to memorize everything I just said. You can go to our online resources overview or Learn It home pages for more information.
Okay, so online resources overview, Learn It home, and that'll give you all kinds of information. We have talked throughout the summer about Pause for Reading and what a great program that is for kids.
Yes, definitely. So Pause for Reading is one of our most popular programs. It's geared toward kids in grades K through 6 who need some support with reading or just need like a non-judgmental, relaxed atmosphere to practice reading in. So typically when we're in person, the Blue Gray Therapy Dog, they come in with their dogs and their handlers, and kids can sit down for 15-minute sessions to read to a dog. And now we've brought that online where all you need is a webcam and a book, and you can read to a dog online for 15 minutes. And you can sign up for a 15-minute session on our virtual events page. We've got tons of slots. And now we've expanded it to include time with a therapy dog. So time with a therapy dog is intended for grades 7 through adult with disabilities, and it's the same thing where you sign up for a slot, and you can either read to a dog or just kind of hang out with the dog, depending on what you feel like doing. And it's really open to everybody, though. So we're excited to have expanded that.
Talk to me about what Investigation 101 is all about.
Investigation 101 is brought to you by a retired FBI agent, happening on Friday, October 9th from 2 o'clock to 3:30. And he's going to go over, what his experiences was as an FBI and all of the different components it takes to perform a crime scene investigation. So it's going to be pretty fascinating.
How interesting is that, though? I mean, that just shows, I mean, the library has been just fantastic for adapting and coming up with different programs. And librarypoint.org will get you in touch with all the information we're talking about and more. And also the Facebook page is a great resource, too.
We also have a teen stop motion video contest for grades 6 through 12. That's going to be a lot of fun. The videos are going to be posted on social media and our website. And students will have the chance to enter their stop motion videos and have the chance to earn prizes.
Okay, so there's a lot going on, and that's why it is good to follow the Facebook page and also librarypoint.org to find out all about that. Banned Books Week discussion is coming up.
Yeah, so Banned Books Week takes place every September, and it's a way to highlight titles that have been historically challenged or banned from schools or communities for a variety of reasons. Such as the language and, whether it's got sensitive topics. And so to commemorate Banned Books Week and highlight one of the more well-known books, we're going to be discussing The Color Purple by Alice Walker. And you can join us online. It's Wednesday, September 30th from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. There is a link on our virtual events page that you just click in and have an online book discussion.
Okay, who can take place or who does take who participates within the Lunch and Learn program?
Oh my goodness, we have a really long lineup of community partners and organizations that are helping us with Lunch and Learn. So the Lunch and Learn series, we started it recently, just a few weeks ago. It's every Friday from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and you just click on the link at that time and grab your lunch or whatever and learn something new. So, for example, tomorrow's Lunch and Learn, which is Friday, September 11th at 12 o'clock, you can join, again, the League of Women Voters, to learn about your right and obligation to vote. And this is such an important and timely topic. That's why we're really hitting it hard. And then September 18th, we're partnering with the U.S. Census Bureau about why this census is so important, because you still have a couple weeks to fill out your census. And then moving forward through, you know, this is every week at 12 o'clock, we've got the R Board presenting how to reduce food waste. We have on October 2nd, the Legal Services of Northern Virginia presenting on IVA's Second Chance Initiative. We have, a session on finding health care, meal prep, navigating the IRS, craft demonstration, pathways to citizenship. And these are all from different partners such as Enroll Virginia and the Master Gardeners, the Virginia Cooperative Extension, and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Wow.
We've got these booked through, I think we're up to like January or February now, and all with different partners in the community that are presenting on these great topics.
What a great program, though. I mean, boy, you cover a lot of things and a lot of good information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. So, and it's just really a neat way to kind of take a break out of your day and learn something new. And it just happens every Friday at 12 o'clock online.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Couple other things, computer workshops and computer workshops in Spanish. Sounds interesting.
Yes. We're very excited about this. This is led by the Goodwill Digital Accelerator. So they have a whole, career center and computer center and job center. And we partnered with them, and they're teaching daily workshops on the basics of internet use. So they cover a different topic every day of the week, like internet use, basic Word, G Suite, and email. And then on Mondays, they have a computer workshop in Spanish. So you can go to our virtual events link on librarypoint.org to find out when they are. You contact them to register in advance. So Shanna Bouchard is our contact with Goodwill, and her contact information is there. You just send her an email or a call to register, and you can start getting, these right now, boosting these computer skills is really important for a lot of people that maybe are struggling to find employment. They haven't had to deal with computers before, but you're having to apply online. So these are perfect for people who are new to using the computers.
Fascinating. Great stuff. And again, another great workshop for the community. Talk about the customer newsletter. I am guessing, and you may say, I may say this next sentence, and you may say that's not it at all. But is the customer newsletter kind of not being open and not being able to do at the library? I have missed that. And I guess this is a way to be able to communicate with people.
Yeah, so we can't send you the print at your library magazines, but the email newsletters, which are sent out twice monthly, are just chock full of information. And you can learn about updates on what's going on at our libraries, where we are with services that we're providing, all of the great online programs that we're having, book lists that our librarians are putting together, and other reading recommendations. And we have a few. So we have our regular customer news. We also have a special teacher edition and a special artist edition. And we have a newsletter called Sightlines, which is geared toward our talking books customers for the blind and print disabled. But, it's something that other people might find interesting as well. So we have lots of ways to keep in touch. We did recently stop subscribing to our Wildberry newsletter because of budget cuts. And that was where people would see what was newly cataloged. However, we have a regularly updated page on newly acquired titles, and we're trying to make an effort to put those into our bi-monthly newsletters also.
So again, just another way to stay up to date with everything that's going on. How can I get the newsletter?
You can go to librarypoint.org/e-news, all together, e-news. And you will see the different newsletters and how to sign up. It's very easy.
Tracy McPeck, the Adult Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Can't wait for the library till the library is open. But boy, Tracy, as you have run down this all these events, you may not actually be physically open where I can just stop by and walk around, but the library is it's still a happening place.
It is. And actually, I forgot to mention something earlier. I wanted to throw in real quick. So next week during curbside pickup, which happens Wednesday through Saturday, we're going to start offering phone reference where customers will be able to call us while we're in the branches to ask questions and get some reader's advisory, so like help on what to read. You'll start being able to pick up your summer reading books for kids and teens that you earned. You'll be able to get those winter reading mugs. Everybody who hasn't gotten their mug will start to be able to pick up their winter reading mugs. We'll be issuing summer reading prizes soon. And another thing people will be able to do is submit papers that they need printed. So you can go to ask.librarypoint.org to submit your things that you need printed. During curbside pickup hours, we'll be able to print those off for you and have them available for you at curbside pickup. So that's starting next Wednesday, September 16th. You'll be able to actually call the branches and talk to a person.
Tracy McPett, the Adult Services Coordinator at the library. Tracy, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.